wrong, that is Ram wrong, and you hear him, you believe him. Then you ask somebody else after, they say nothing, the sky is fantastic. But this is jealousy. If one wife has to go see the other wife, I don't think any wife will come back and she'll tell the people, hey, the second one is fantastic. It'll never happen. She will see what the husband couldn't see in the second one. That, oh Allah, why is it that you have decided to put in the world something called man, who when he will go in the world, he will do nothing but fasad. مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. And he will just kill, bloodshed, problems. So many mothers were shocked. For now when they go in the company of Almighty Allah, they were not asking a question that they had worked out. They were pushed by Shaitan, Azazil, to say, oh Allah, why must you create Adam? But the real meaning of the question was, what is the need of Adam when our friend Azazil is knows everything? And the whole balloon of Azazil has to burst now. Which Quran mentions, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. That from day one, Azazil was nothing but a kafir. He was hiding the reality. He was showing, I'm obedient of Allah, but he was obedient to his insides. Everything was done of snatching anything from Azazil. It was the command of Almighty Allah. And it's Allah's system that this world must carry on. Thereafter, we know what happened, that finally Azazil manages to make Adam a.s. also make an error, all in the plan of Allah. But the one thing that now I'm bringing the point to, is that when Azazil was kicked out of paradise, that is why you will notice that whenever man worships, you will find in the narrations, Almighty Allah will say to the angels, you saw that? Did you see that? On a night of Christmas, if 99% of the people are at the beachfront doing evil, it will have no effect. The worship will do everything on that night. Because when he'll worship, a light will go to the skies. And the angels will all be told, look, that it is the night of Christmas. And when he managed to get everyone doing their thing, how come this one man is still standing in salah? That one man, so he says, but I got no power. So he says, what power you want? And thereafter Almighty Allah starts giving him powers. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ. Which inshallah in the future we will explain this in detail. 45, 50 year old monster, put him on one side. People outside will say, why is it like this? That kufr is so strong and iman is so weak. But the father is showing a point. So when that monster goes to the son and the son knocks him, then the father's smile becomes bigger. The world of kufr, the shayateen, whatever power the world could have created, in the name of technology, in the name of wealth, in the name of propaganda, in everything, presidency of the whole world will be given to you. Armies of the entire world, the wealth of the entire world. That in the end of the day, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, from the beginning till the ending, there will always be a group of people who will stand stuck onto the truth. And the whole world of kufr tries to remove them, they will be unable to. Wa akhiru da'wana.
From Allah Ta'ala, which is absolute and with absolute certainty. With absolute certainty is only this wahi, knowledge of deen, which Allah had sent to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَعَنْ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ. Jealousy means that we wish that something happens to him and this ni'mat is taken away from him. This is haram. However, ghibta, that me envy, this means that we admire that person, what he has got, and we wish and make dua that, oh Allah, bless me also with this ni'mat. This is not preferred and desired in everything. So I have lot of wealth, and that I spend it sincerely for Allah's pleasure, right, left and center, all the time that I also spend it. So for such a person to have this envy, it is desired, it is permissible. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةِ And a person whom Allah Ta'ala has given wisdom, knowledge of deen. فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا So this is also a thing that should be desired and that we should wish that we have it. And if we are past that age of acquiring this knowledge now, then we should have this desire to make our children ulama like that, to make them hafid, that they lead the Taraweeh prayer, for example, all the other matters of deen, sheep for the goats, camels, etc. Wonderful grazing ground has come, and those animals eat, and man eat those animals. So it is great goodness for man also. So that is one type of ground. وَكَانَ مِنْهَا أَجَادِبُ أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَاءِ And they are another piece of ground which has the capacity of benefit either. Neither did it gather the water, neither did it let it other people benefit. So three types of ground. One type that it benefited itself, it made things grow. And what grows, other people benefit. So it benefited itself, it benefited others. The other is it did not benefit itself, but it benefited others. Today we listen to this. They tell their friends, other people benefit. Others are sleeping here. Or a don't care attitude. Or they don't pay any attention. So they don't benefit. The knowledge is being imparted. But they don't benefit. And consequently, others also don't benefit. They don't pay any attention.
Person, if he's physically ill, he has to go to a doctor. He goes to hospital. He has to take treatment. So spiritually also we become ill. And for that also we have to take treatment. And for that we have to go to what we call a khanqa, which is really a spiritual hospital. And spiritual, and we have to be diagnosed. And all the store been removed. And we go. And a person who does that, then that person will benefit tremendously and he'll realize the benefits also. At that juncture, all of us should think that we are those who are here since 40 days, 10 days before Ramzan, those who came from the beginning of Ramzan, that how much have I benefited? Like you're taking, and your main attention, your other necessities are also there. You have to eat also, you have to sleep, you need a place to sleep also, you need a toilet also, you need a laundry to have your clothes. All those things are there, but they're not your main objects. There you can still tolerate if something is not right. But if there are no steady state, we have to keep that in mind. So do we, that in what is our purpose of life? To please Allah Ta'ala. And to make it for Jannat. The pleasure of Allah, the manifestation of the pleasure of Allah will be Jannat. But if we made that our intention, it is like we got a GPS, but we haven't even still punched in our... Understand that a bit, more little clarification. We keep a person to work to work in the house. Together with that, there are many other jobs that we give him also. He's a worker, he's a gardener, perhaps now he has to wash the car also. We tell him that's also your duty. There are eyes, but we don't even think of that it's a necessity and I must make shukr to Allah for the eyes that he has given me. You have given me legs to walk with. We don't make shukr. Ask ourselves today, have we made shukr to Allah for all His ni'mats, whether individually sometimes when we have that, or sometimes just generally, that all the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala is lying in bed, His legs were stretched out. He lifted up His right leg little bit, not much. And then He told me, Maulana, first time I can lift up my leg. Up to now I couldn't lift my leg. We all came for Asr Namaz. We went and made wudu, we went to toilet all on our own and walking carefree, made wudu, came for namaz, lifting our wool. That wool they brought perhaps from Australia. So how long ago that sheep that were grown there, how many people tended to that sheep? Fed them, looked after them, counted every day the sheep are right. The farmer's sheep, are they right? They're supposed to be 58. Are they 58? My banda will feel cold. Hello. And he will need this jersey of his. He will need that underpant of his. He'll need that pair of socks of his. His shoes he will need. And Allah made, we cannot imagine. It's impossible for man to work out, to calculate. Nobody. All the computers of the world will fail. And Allah is doing it for every individual. Allah has put all this for us here, and not only given you the tire polish and the shampoo and the soap and the water to wash the car, we cannot imagine what and what. So Allah has defined a purpose. And all Allah wants is one thing: you must please me. That's all what Allah wants, nothing else. And all the problems that we have in the world, chase her out of the house. You want to give her talaq or whatever else it might be. May Allah protect us also. All these things, you want to fire your worker. He's got 8 children. He has to feed them because you displeased him. We displeased Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is still seeing to us. But if Allah has to fire us, and Allah sometimes just gives us a taste. Whether there are 4 terms in the school, 3 terms in the school, or wherever, in a Darul Uloom, and ever, you're writing exams after each semester, after each term, to gauge where you are going. Are we gauging ourselves where we are going? Are we getting some benefit? Are we learning something? Are we making some change? Or is it far? Allahu Akbar. Now I'll go into too much of other detail, but just one thing let me mention. One time in Deoband, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the famous Mufti of the Pakistan, his father, Maulana Yasin Sahib, it was one morning Fajr time, and he was ill. It was his terminal illness towards the end of his life very much. So one occasion they were for Hajj, and Isha time it was pouring again, what we will say cats and dogs. It was pouring down. So when the azan came of the haram, his sheikh told him, he was also sure, 100%, sheikh will say, we'll make today namaz at home. Somewhere in the middle, he almost fell down, a young man. And his sheikh held him tightly. And now he thought, he said, let us go home. Still he said, no, hold firm, we will go. And they came right to the haram, washed their legs again, because he said, we mustn't dirty the haram. Just imagine how, were these men or were they Farishat? And we have to try and come somewhere at least. So this is, is that namaz in our lives? We are here now in i'tikaf, so to say, we have come for our islah here. We got no other job yet. How many of us ask us, still it is sad to say that we still see so many stuffs of masboob. We should take and fasten our hands. Some of us, or sometimes, we take the hands, we drop them on the side, and then fasten them. That shouldn't be the case. You take your hands, and you have to fasten them, so directly you go, and you fasten them. And this happens more when, according to the Hanafis, we make our 3 rakats of witr namaz. We learn namaz practically, how to make it. And once is not enough. We need to do it.